What's your take as a surgeon on the new developments that have been occurring in adjuvant systemic therapy, particularly the rapidly emerging role of AIs in postmenopausal women?
Certainly the trend has been in all breast cancer hormonal treatments that we start out looking at it in the metastatic setting initially, then the adjuvant setting for invasive cancers. Then we often go to the in situ setting, and then we go to the chemo prevention setting. So that would actually be right on course with the AIs. The AIs have shown to work well metastatic, well in the adjuvant, and certainly now we're looking at that as far as the B35 trial with the DCIS, and I expect it's probably going to work as well, if not better, than tamoxifen. And the next step logically would be to look at it in the prevention setting.
What's your take on the safety and tolerability of AIs versus tamoxifen?
Yeah, certainly as far as the menopausal symptoms, they're about the same as tamoxifen. I haven't seen a big difference in patients, although ironically, if a patient does not well on one, they might do well on the other for some unknown reason. But as far as the advantage of preventing osteoporosis with tamoxifen, we don't see that with the AIs. So if a patient is at risk for osteoporosis, she would need to take another type of medication, which could certainly be Fosamax, something non-hormonal that she would be able to take. Generally, I find the patients do pretty well with the AIs, and certainly the data implies they may be as good or even a little bit better than tamoxifen.
In the past, breast cancer surgeons have prescribed tamoxifen in a number of situations themselves. Is that happening with AIs, and do you think it will happen?
Oh, I think it definitely will happen. And as you may know, there's a trial currently, an ACOSUG trial, the 1031, where we're taking patients and looking at three different hormonal agents, three different AIs. Neoadjuvant setting, the patient being randomized to one of the three. So it's for postmenopausal ER-positive patients in a neoadjuvant setting. And, of course, this lends itself very well for surgeons giving these medications because you're the ones that see the patients initially. I think that certainly it makes sense that in the future, surgeons probably will be given these medications and they may be much more common and much more of the bulk of what we're treating our patients with versus chemotherapy.